how did I encounter Jesus during this coma? What exactly happened? I know you have a lot of questions in your mind. I want to answer maybe just some of them. When this hospital nurse called in the pastor and said, "Where is his last will?" you would be very surprised to find out exactly what happened next. You see, the doctors, everyone was saying that I was either going to die or be a mental vegetable. They had me on the floor of the screamers, where they put the misfits. Your life on this earth is not what you think. And the way that you think Jesus is, after I came back, one of the parts that I saw in that time, and by the way, I know you see me have a really red face right now, and maybe you're getting really touched by God. I am, but it's also just hot out here. So here I was, the Christian that had everything figured out, the one who went to Bible college, the one who went to church, the one who had a YouTube channel where he shared about Jesus. Why did it take me to have such an extraordinary experience for me to finally see who he really was? Exactly that answer is why you should stick around to the end of this video. It was such a verified miracle, talking and doing all these things, and finally, I made it out of that hospital. Here's the thing, as human beings, we are the only creatures that God ever made in his image, and this is the unfathomable, the unconditional love that you will never be able to comprehend in your life. Is this question right here? Why did God choose you? Why did he choose you? Not just choose you in a fairy tale, not just choose you in a book, not just choose you, you know, to make you feel good. No, why did he choose you as his child? We've thrown the word son and daughter out very conspicuously, very lightly, as if it's not a big deal. You don't understand how big of a deal it is that you are the son or daughter of the King of the universe. No other creature did he say, "I want to make them in my image. I want to have fellowship with them. I want to have communion with them. I want to have intimacy, a knowing that is not just a knowing of." This isn't a Jesus that you've attended a religion of. This isn't a Jesus you've just gone to a church of. This is the Jesus of the full intimate knowledge. The same word knowing is actually used when Adam knew his wife Eve, and the two become one. Now, anyone that's not married, I'll be honest, I didn't even understand this until I was married. So if you're not married, just bear with me here for a moment and just, you know, by faith, accept this. But I'm sure you can somewhat imagine it. But when you become married and you are become intimate with someone, and not just physically, but you make the commitment with your word, you make the commitment with the ring on your finger, you make the commitment with a bank account, you make the commitment then with your body, with the most intimate part of your body that you intertwine with each other. God gave sex as a gift. We've let the world take the word sex from us. Sex is an amazing thing that is not just worth the wait. Sex is only amazing and righteous and pure and is so worth it in marriage. Like, I'm not big on just telling people that you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. I'm not here to tell you a bunch of can'ts. I'm here to tell you that if you knew how good the can was in marriage, you would never desire any other perversion of it. Because that's everything Satan does. He never creates anything. The boy's not original. He's not a boy. He's a dummy. Fallen angel, that's what he is. He presents something that seems like the solution when really it's just the problem. All of a sudden, there's a virus going across the world, and then all of a sudden, they've got the answers. They've got the masks for you. They create a fire, then all of a sudden they have the fire extinguisher. How convenient. And that's how every single form of government likes to be perverted and corrupted, is by the form of getting fear mongering into people. Anyways, my point here is, this is what you will never even come to an imagination of, is the love that Jesus Christ has chosen you with. And I know you're like, "Gabe, that's basic. Gabe, I've heard that before. Gabe, I've been to church before." Listen, stop trying to attend to God. Stop trying to departmentalize God. Jesus is not worth 1/10 of your life. He's worth everything, because if you only understood that he doesn't ask you to do something that he doesn't do himself. Why, after when I came back from the coma, did I say out loud that most churches, most pastors, most people, even that call themselves Christian, listen to me when I tell you this, you don't know Jesus. The Jesus you know, the Jesus you've come to learn, the Jesus you've come to expect, is nothing close to the person and God of who he really is. A lot of people think Jesus has to think about when he loves you. He has to think whether he's for you. He has to think and see through circumstances and see through experiences. And then he kind of like comes to a decision. Listen, the viewpoint that Jesus has on your life is unchangeable, because it's not a verb of him. It's not an action from him. It's his very essence. It's his very DNA. His very molecules are made of love himself. That's who he is. So listen to the scripture, and then finally you'll understand and you'll get what I'm trying to put down here. John chapter 17, and we'll start out in verse 15. Jesus said, "I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do. Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. Just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. Hear me now when I say this. I know that your parents maybe didn't intend for you to be here. I know some of you, your parents made the decision and it was purposeful. Many others of you, maybe you don't have a mom and a dad that are together. Maybe your mom and dad didn't decide to have you when they did. Listen to me when I tell you this. It's not about your biological parents. And there is a father who cannot stop thinking about you. You are the apple of his eye. And this father is not some Joe Schmo random guy. He's the king of the universe. And this father somehow sat back one day and he said, Son, Holy Spirit, let us make a family. Let our house open its door. Let this fellowship, let this intimate communion, let this intimate place be given to one more person. And that one more person that Father was thinking about was you. So my question is this now. Why are you choosing to disagree with God? Now, I know you say, Gabe, I don't disagree with God. Listen, as soon as you view yourself in any light, in any understanding, separate of how God views you, you are choosing to oppose the King of the universe. As soon as you look at yourself and think that you can't do what he's called you to do, or that you've made too many mistakes, or that you're too young, you're too old, you're too white, you're too black, you're too this, you're too that, and you just don't have it figured out, and you don't know where to go, you don't know what to do, you don't know who to be with, you don't know who to be friends with, you're just, nothing's working in my life, and you're just experiencing that curse. Guess what? That's what the earth says. But let me tell you what is much greater than what a broken earth says is the King of the universe himself. Jesus is not just the shaping of God. He is God himself. Now, I know that really doesn't make sense. And I don't know, I could try to explain it to you, but you're just going to have to accept it by faith. It was God creating a man that could bear every single one of your mistakes. Create a man that could fully become you. Why? So that you could fully become right in his sight. He became you so that you could be like him. Oh, how amazing is that? And it's not just metaphorically. It's not just like imaginatarily. I don't know if that's a word, but funny because I've been recording this video now for a while. I'm orating to you the things of the Spirit that you're just receiving. He said this, just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so that they can be made holy by your truth. Then he said, I'm praying not only for these disciples, but for all who will believe in me through their message. I pray that they will all be one, just as you and I are one. As you are in me, Father, and I am in you, may they be in us, so that the world will believe you sent me. Listen, when the plane is taking off, and there's no longer any time, and it's right on the runway, I'm not a pilot, so I don't know, but the pilot is hitting the gas pedal. There's no time anymore to think about what seat you have on the plane, to think about the color of your jeans. The only question is, are you willing to sacrifice everything and run and get on that plane as fast as possible? Are you willing to put aside all the weights, the 20-pound, the 50-pound baggage, and are you willing to just throw it aside and get your butt on the plane? I'm saying this because we are living in a time and a season where the plane is taking off in America. The darkness has never before been so clearly demonic, emanating everywhere. At the same time, the light is much greater. As dark as this world is, the light that is much brighter is the light that is inside of you. So I say all this at the conclusion of this video for you to finally have the chance to just agree with God. Somebody says, how do I get my prayers answered? How do I do what God says? How do I see myself right? Listen, it's simple. Three words, agree with God. What does he say about you? How does he see you? Because let me tell you, the same eyes that God sees Jesus, he now sees you. You are part of Jesus's DNA now. He not only lives in you, you now live in him. You are one with him. Just like, remember I told you about that intimacy that a husband has with a wife? My wife, Allie, I don't even have to ask her questions sometimes. I just feel exactly what she's feeling. I just think exactly what she's thinking. Now, obviously, we're still getting to know each other, still intimately just growing in our... So to answer your questions, like, is this a sin? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I start this up? Should I not do this? Should I watch this? Should I listen to this? Listen, all your questions will be answered when you just return to your first love, when you just return to that place of, God, I want to love you today. And let me tell you, when you want to love God, you'll understand that the most important thing in your life is this, people. And when I say people, I don't mean winning people's approval. If there's one thing you don't want in this life, it's people's approval. Instead, you should live to bless people. You should live to love people. You should live to forgive people. You should live to think life of people. Look the demonic realm in the face when a demon has someone over a person, when evil, when someone has just treated you like junk and thrown you out, look at them in their face and say, I love you so much. I'm so glad you're here. You know, I'm aware at this Colorado Springs Gospel Tent Crusade that there's, you know, a Satanist who's attending. And I know other meetings, Satanists like coming and, you know, they like to mark their little territory and they really think they're doing something special. But, you know, and unfortunately I didn't get to see him. But let me tell you, as soon as I see this Satanist at the Tent Crusade, I'm going to walk right up to him and just give him a big hug and tell him how much I love him and tell him how much God loves him and tell him actually that the King of the universe has still chosen to die on the cross for him. Not for the perfect pastor, not for the person that has everything figured out. No, Jesus died for the one that finally figures out he doesn't have it all figured out. The one that is lost and hurting and broken. And as I see everyone everywhere I go, I see you as the viewer and I see you right now and I see that you've just been hurt in life. I see you're just starting to doubt stuff. You're just have a lot of questions inside your mind right now, maybe about your children, your grandchildren, your parents, your friends, your teachers, your boss, your city, your state. There's a lot of questions inside you. I just want to encourage you with this. You never know what's on the other side of simple obedience. Just say yes to God today. Just say, Lord, help. Just say and receive the love of God. Pray this prayer with me right now. God, I receive your love. God, you believe in me. I agree with what you say. I will do what you tell me to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so excited because I know what's inside of you. I know who's inside of you. And I know nothing will stop the Christ Redeemer inside of you. Nothing is going to tear you down. Nothing is going to keep you depressed and sad and emotionally swayed by everything that goes around in your life. Nothing is going to keep you in doubt. Nothing is going to keep you walking in unforgiveness. Nothing is going to keep you shy. Nothing's going to keep you afraid of what everyone's saying about you. No, none of that is going to keep you down because Christ in you is much greater. And you're going to get the job done this year because you understand the army and the war that we are living in, because you understand that the time is now to rise and take a stand and raise your voice for the gospel. And let us see revival in our generation. Let us be the ones that look back at our life and say that we weren't on the bleachers. We didn't just watch. We were on the track and we ran ourselves with Jesus Christ in us. Say this with me. As Christ is, so am I. Say this with me. Greater is he living in me than he that's in the world. Say this with me, I am not a failure. Say this with me, I am not an accident. I am a son of God or daughter of God. Amen, in Jesus' name, amen. Now I wanna tell you guys, before you go, YouTube recently, I don't know what video did it. I don't know, it might've been the Sound of Freedom, it might've been something, but YouTube recently has actually demonetized my entire channel, and guess what? I'm not going to be bothered by it because God is my source and the YouTube isn't my God. Channel isn't my God. God is my God. And I trust him. And he always provides. He is going to make sure that his gospel gets everywhere that it needs to be. And I just want to say thank you to you as a viewer. I want to say, if you can just pray for this channel, that it will continue reaching people. Because guess what? I've never did this for the money. And now that the channel isn't monetized at all, I'm still going to keep doing it. And I'm going to preach even harder. I'm going to make even more videos. We're going to go after this even more because we never were about this for the money. Now, that being said, I'm so thankful, actually, I can continue doing this, not because a company or YouTube wants to demonetize me. Guess what? They could do whatever they want to do. I don't need their money because we're seeking the kingdom of God. And God provides for this kingdom. And the way he provides is through many different means, one of which is partnership. And I just want to give you an invitation. If you so believe in this channel, if you so believe in this message, I just wanted to give you guys an opportunity to partner. If you can, there's a link down in the description below. You can make a one-time donation or even a sign-up monthly donation, either PayPal or Locals, whichever you so prefer. And your donation will give me the ability to keep preaching the gospel, I'm in a car right now, but keep my studio. I'm in Colorado traveling, but keep my studio, keep editing, and keep just pressing on. We're traveling now. We're preaching in California, September 13th. I'm also speaking in Charlotte, North Carolina. And by the way, if you are in Charlotte and you want to sign up for this conference about armed media, about how to share Jesus in the media of the next generation, if you live anywhere near Charlotte, it's August 3rd to the 5th. Be sure to register right now. And even if you use this promo code, you can use that to register. But no matter what, we're traveling and spreading the gospel. I'll also be preaching in a church in El Paso coming up and a church in Missouri and all these places. And when we go to these places, I don't have a price that that I give to people. I'm not charging people things. No, instead, I'm just spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just like we support Chipotle when we go get a burrito, even more so, I believe we can support the gospel. YouTube's suggesting this next video to you for a reason. It's actually some more parts about my testimony and just about how you can get closer to God. And so be sure to just go click right here and go check it out, because you don't want to miss it. So I'll see you guys right here. Just click this video to watch more parts to it. So see you guys. Peace out. Click right here.